the right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized. Whether you're in automotive, sporting goods, hardware, health, wellness, electrical, electronics, construction, carpet cleaning, legal, or animal care, and offer exceptional customer service and provide quality services or goods, you're honest, reliable, and professional. If you have a business, we have the customers. Let us put you in touch with our loyal, supportive, and dedicated listeners today. They're waiting to hear from you. It's inexpensive. It's effective. Call KHNC at 1-800-205-6245. With the summer months upon us, let's all keep an extra special eye out for our senior citizens. Check on them on a regular basis, especially when the weather is hot. Make sure they have what they need. Someday we'll all be in that position. Wouldn't you like to have someone watch out for you? That's from Brush Housing Authority, reminding listeners, for housing programs, call 970-845-5046. That's 970-845-5046. That's Brush Housing Authority, on the air, wishing everyone a great summer season.
This morning we're going to be talking about a fascinating book which I've been reading on John Locke. And why is that important? Well, John Locke was probably more responsible than anyone else for the form of government we have today. And John Locke certainly died at about 1704, long before the Declaration was ever of Independence was ever written, or the Constitution was written. And he was an Englishman, but he came up with certain ideas about the fact that men were entitled to be free. We did not have to have an all-powerful government to regulate us, an all-powerful king, as all other countries do. And certainly you go throughout the world, why in almost every country, they may pretend that they have democratic elections, but they've rigged the elections. And in Mexico, they have the democratic elections. And one party controlled Mexico for 70 years. They were voted out. Now they're back in power. And certainly, most countries have a dictator, a king, a regent, a ruler. They have an all-powerful central government. And even if they have the facade of democracy, if there's really a ruling elite who determines how people will live. America was different. We were to limit the power of government, and by limiting the power of government, then the oligarchy, people of great wealth who want to control the masses, just weren't able to do it. And the reason that they weren't able to do it was because the Constitution limited the power of the federal government. Yes, you can have corruption at the state and local level, but you can deal with that. There's nothing you can do about the corruption that exists in Washington, D.C., and it does exist today. And we have rigged elections in the United States, and there is a ruling elite that is intent upon destroying this country and creating a new world society. And if you don't believe it, all you have to do is go up on the Internet and type in YouTube, Alan Greenspan, Creative Destruction. YouTube, Alan Greenspan, Creative Destruction. And here Alan Greenspan explained how the elite are in the process of intentionally destroying our society. Listen to him. He will tell you. They are intentionally destroying our society so they can create a new one. Well, to understand the origins of America and why we are different, you have to understand John Locke, his writings, and the fact that he was a Christian and writing from a Christian point of view, because, as he points out, the only way we can be free is if we have a Christian foundation for our society. It was John Adams who said that, you know, certainly our form of government was made for a moral and religious people. It wouldn't work for any other. And that's why they've taken God and prayer and the Ten Commandments and morality out of our society, and we're heading into moral and social chaos. It's being done intentionally. because they want a dictatorship. But this is Ben Gilmore, who puts on the ACH seminars every year. There's going to be one very soon here in California. If you've never attended one, you should. I've been to many of them in years past. And, of course, this is all about teaching people about our Constitution, about our Christian Constitution, because America was founded on by Christians, on Christian principles. You didn't have to be a Christian to be an American, but you had to recognize that it was Christian morality that allowed man to limit the power of government so he could be free. Ben Gilmore, thank you for being with us, and you pick up the story.
Good morning, Stan. Yes, when you...
Speak up loudly, please.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yes, when you study history, it has a way of drawing you back further and further and deeper until you get to the original documentation or the original thought. And ultimately that, as you were saying, ultimately that is the first cause, the Creator, God. Locke pointed out that everything necessary for man's life and happiness was placed on the earth before God put man on the earth. And so man was here with everything he needed for a happy, productive life. And human nature found a way to screw it up.
Well, I think that's very, very, very true. But the thing is, people have to understand that if you do not have a moral people, why, of course, everything breaks down. We see so many shootings today and rapes, and we find all sorts of schemes, you know, where people are defrauded of their life savings. I mean, Bernie Madoff ran a Ponzi scheme. Other people run Ponzi schemes all the time. Other simply means of robbing people of their wealth. But why do they do it? Why? Because why shouldn't they do it? As long as you can get away with it, if there is no God, if there's no right, there's no wrong, there's no judgment, live it up, you know? And if you kill someone and you can get away with it, why worry? If you can kill a million people like we have in Iraq, George Bush isn't worried about any eternal punishment for his sins any more than the people in China, who killed 44 million people in the Great Hunger, are worried about repercussions because they don't believe in God. But when you understand you're answerable to God, you're going to act differently. And that's why had to destroy the Christian foundation of America. Go right ahead, Ben.
Yeah, that's true. It's easy to look at the empty part of the glass, but there's a full part of the glass as well. And that's the fact that God is on his throne. Ultimately, nobody's going to knock God off his throne. And he has a plan, and he's in charge. So whenever the Lord comes back to check on me, I want him to find me looking at what he's doing, looking at the potential of a worldwide baptism in righteousness that just sweeps aside all of the conspiracies and all of the international controls and the things that you were speaking of, because my God's bigger than that. And though we need to be aware of them, we also need to be, we need not to lose sight of who God is. And the fact
you're absolutely right. We'll be back in a moment with Ben Gilmore, who puts on the ACH seminars. If you've never been to one, you should. All right, we'll be back in a moment.
If you're spending hard-earned money on supplements, you need to know about BioSuperfood, because you're probably shortchanging yourself on nutrition and value. If you're buying products claiming to provide DNA protection from radiation, you're getting ripped off by inferior copycat products, because there's no other product developed or researched like BioSuperfood. BioSuperfood is one complete superfood product that addresses radiation poisoning, allergies, arthritis, diabetes, high blood pressure, and other degenerative diseases. BioSuperfood helps digestion, decreases pain and inflammation, inflammation, increases flexibility, improves heart health and brain function. It boosts your immune system and even inhibits the AIDS virus and cancerous cells. It's an antibacterial, antifungal, and anti-inflammatory. BioSuperfood is not another supplement. It's a whole food and contains over 5,000 nutrients. Call now and ask about your special discounts on your BioSuperfood purchase at 303-257-7576. That's 303-257-7576 or BioSuperfood@hotmail.com.
Just a good old boy.
Hi, I'm Eric Cederstrup. For over a decade, I've been the CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor of the Patriot Trading Group. And in that time, I've made friends with tens of thousands of like-minded individuals all over this country, most like me, trying to raise a family, run a business, and make sense out of a world gone mad. I'm proud of the fact that through stock bubbles, housing bubbles, and financial chaos, our customers are prospering and doing very well. By keeping our prices fair and our service fast, we find that 80% of our customers not only reorder, but they tell their friends. Don't be fooled by hype and high pressure. Do business with a company you can trust. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 1-800-951-0592 or check out our website at allamericangold.com. You'll be treated with honesty and respect. You have my word on it. I'm Eric Cederstrom, CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor.
Making your way. The only way they know how.
Well, I understand that there are three men whose ideas shaped America. One of them was a man named Blackstone, who wrote the commentaries on the laws of England and laid out the whole background of how England evolved from being a monarchy under a king to a parliamentary form of government. And then, of course, you had Montesquieu, who was a Frenchman, who came up with the idea that democracy didn't work and what we needed was a republic. And then, and lastly, but probably more important than the other two, was John Locke, who died in 1704. But John was raised in a Puritan, actually in a Calvinist world during the late 1600s. And he believed, as a philosopher, an Oxford philosopher, that basically there was a nature's God and nature's law. And because the laws of nature were really the laws of God, and certainly that men were not designed to be ruled by other men, that certainly there were certain basic laws that God had laid out that allowed men to be free and to have the right to life, liberty, and property. Those were his terms and the concepts that all men were created equal, endowed with the right to life, liberty, and property, and that the power of government should be limited so people could enjoy those rights were Lockonian ideas. And, of course, the people who founded America read John Locke. And they studied John Locke's extensive writings, and almost 70 years later, they wrote the Declaration of Independence. They wrote the Constitution based upon what John Locke had written, coming from a puritanical, from a Calvinist background, with this idea that you had to limit the power of the central government so men could be free. Yes, you would have your state government. You would have your local government, but the national government had to be limited. Now, there's an organized effort, and you'll find this if you read the book that we're talking about. What's the title of the book, Ben?
John Locke, Philosopher of American Liberty, by Mary Elaine
find this
Swanson.
A very important book, because this book points out there's been an organized effort to try to make us think that John Locke was simply a secular philosopher. He wasn't Christian at all. His ideas put out by a man named Leo Strauss at the University of Chicago were a lie. They must destroy any recognition of the fact that our freedoms come from God, not from government. They never can. But freedoms came from God, and John Locke was writing from a Christian perspective. Go ahead, Ben,
yes,
and tell our listeners, first of all, how they can get to your seminar, and then tell them more about this wonderful book on John Locke. Well worthwhile reading if you want to understand America. Go ahead.
Well, once a year for the last 30 years, we have been hosting an American government and history seminar. It's 4 days. It runs 12 hours a day back to back, and it's designed to be inconvenient. For 12 hours a day isn't a convenient schedule, but we've learned how to do it over the 30 years so that it's we keep the students awake and interested in the product. And what we're doing is sharing the philosophy that underlies the Declaration and the Constitution. You can reach us by achstudygroups.com. That's achstudygroups, that's plural, .com. And you can get the information there. The seminar this year begins in the Sacramento area next Wednesday morning. So it's a little late. Also, we have a 3-month online course that a lot of people are interested in. You can also get information on that at the website. But I'm really interested in talking about the book. John Locke, Philosopher of American Liberty. Mary Elaine Swanson passed away a little over a year ago. And I'm honored to represent her on this virtual book tour. And you can get the book, of course, at Amazon, or any bookstore can order it through their online ordering service. Or you can get it from Nordskog Publishing. That's Nordskog, N-O-R-D for David, S-K-O-G, Nordskog Publishing. I'm excited about the book because, as you said, Stan, it documents the fact who Locke was. In the effort to make him into a deist or a non-Christian, here's an interesting quote. A relative, having inquired of Mr. Locke, what was the surest and fastest way for a young gentleman to attain true knowledge of the Christian religion, Locke replied in these golden words, here comes Locke, let him study the Holy Scripture, especially in the New Testament. Therein are contained the words of eternal life. It has God for its author, salvation for its end, and truth without any mixture of error for its matter. Wow. The Bible has God for its author, salvation for its purpose, and truth without any mixture of error for its matter. That doesn't sound like a deist, does it, Dan? Does it, Stan?
It sure doesn't.
Another.
Then, basically, of course, the whole idea is that John Locke was writing from a Christian point of view. His philosophy was Christian because where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. And if you don't have God involved, if there's no supreme authority we're answerable to, then, of course, why not cheat? Why not lie? Why not steal? Why not murder? If there is no God, then what is the basis of morality? And then you look and see what's happening to our society. It is progressively breaking down, and that's exactly what the people who took God and prayer and the Ten Commandments out of our schools intended to happen. They knew what they were doing. You know, 60 years ago, or 55 years ago, almost 60 years ago now, when they actually took God out of our schools, 1962, well, that was 50 years ago, they took God and prayer out of the schools. They wanted to destroy America. And the men who did it were Masons. They were part of a secret society dedicated to the worship of a different God. And when you understand that, it all begins to make sense, because their God says, do what thou wilt. That's the whole of the law. There are no restrictions. Worship me, and you can be totally free. Liberty, equality, fraternity was their slogan. And look at the chaos they brought after the French Revolution and the chaos they're bringing to America today. And they know it'll end up in a dictatorship. And that's exactly what, not most Masons, but this little group of wicked people in the Supreme Court wanted, just as the wicked people in the Supreme Court today want to destroy our nation. Well, Ben, you go right ahead.
The good news is that there are people in prayer that this nation will not go down the tubes. And there are people that are seeking the Lord for mercy rather than the justice that we deserve for all the evil that has been created in America. And I'm looking forward to the hand of God moving to save it. I'll tell you why. If you look at history, Stan, God was fed up with the Israelites. They kept building golden calves, and they kept turning their back on him after all the evidence they'd seen of his provision and his power. And so he told Moses, he says, I'm going to wipe them out and start over with you. Moses buried his nose in the sand and said, no, no, no. If you do that, it'll give you a bad name and a bad reputation with the rest of the world. They'll think you're a vindictive, vengeful God. So God says, okay, because you prayed, I'll change my mind. And he didn't wipe him out. He gave mercy over justice because he found justification for it. I'm hoping that there are enough people in America that are in prayer that God can find justification for mercy over justice again. My nose is in the rug saying, don't wipe us out, Lord. It'll make it look like the concepts of biblical Christian self-government has failed. And I don't think those principles have failed. Certainly we have, but if we repent and confess, and enough of us do that, perhaps God can justify not taking us down the tube where we're headed.
I agree, but of course I fear that if God is just, he's going to bring judgment on this nation because the people are not repentant. That most people really don't believe that anything has happened. I mean, most people are willing to go along with our troops going overseas and slaughtering a million people in Afghanistan and Iraq. And they don't care. They don't care that we're killing innocent civilians in Afghanistan and Pakistan today with our drones. Women and children, helpless women and children, boys, innocent boys being targeted with our drones. I know as long as we have fireworks, as long as we can sing God Bless America, why, of course, we're happy, but is God happy with us? I fear God is going to bring judgment on this country. And if God is just, he is going to bring judgment on this country.
That's certainly true. On the other hand, I think God would prefer to bring mercy if he can find justification for it. He let Abraham negotiate over Sodom and Gomorrah, and I'm negotiating with the Lord, saying, Lord, I hope there are enough people that are in prayer, that are enough people that are seeking you, that you can again grant mercy over justice. If the nation goes down the tube, it's going to make it appear that all the things God has invested in Christian self-government, all of the beautiful things that have been divinely written in the Constitution and the Declaration, the concepts of public self-government, civil self-government, those concepts are all going to appear to have failed. And the net result is people are going to say, okay, man is so evil, the only thing they can do is give him a dictatorial king the way we're headed now. And I don't want to see that happen. I want to see a turnaround, and the only way that's going to happen is if there's enough people in prayer.
Well, I think what we need is a revival. Without a revival, I'm very, very skeptical. My telephone number, if you're out there in the listening audience, 1-877-254-7524. 1-877-254-7524. If you have a question or comment,
But this is a wonderful book on John Locke, and it really, I am amazed. I couldn't imagine I would be intrigued by a book about a man who died in 1704. But it really is so true, and it shows, you know, how certainly in modern times, Leo Strauss, the University of Chicago, the father of the modern-day neoconservative fascist movement, contained Donald Rumsfeld and Gary Bauer and William Bennett and Dick Cheney and Rumsfeld and the whole lot, William Crystal, Pearl, Sir Richard Pearl, how these people, disciples of Leon Strauss of Chicago, and of course, basically, they were neoconservatives, and what did Strauss do? Strauss did a great deal of time trying to convince people that John Locke was not a Christian. Why? Because, of course, the last thing they want is for people to understand the relationship between Christianity and the freedom that we have enjoyed in the past, the freedom that we're losing today. If you have a question or comment, our number 877-254-7524. And we'll be back in just a moment. If you have a question or comment, give us a call.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath. Custom Cabinet Shop is a locally owned and operated family business since 1980. So if you want fair and reasonable prices, personalized service, and excellence in workmanship for your refacing, repair, installation, millwork, or remodeling projects for your home and business, Custom Cabinet Shop can do the job for you. Call now for your free quote and on-site consultation, 303-340-1390. That's 303-340-1390. So Custom Cabinet Shop can attend to your every woodworking need. Cabinets to fit your taste, furniture to fill your space, and shelves to store more. Gun racks for what you pack. High-end, low-end, repair, reface, remodel, or replace. Mantles, ceilings, or trim. Whatever you need. Don't overpay for in-house calls, design consultations, or repairs. Call for your free quote and a single on-site visit to get your project rolling now. That's Custom Cabinet Shop, 303-340-1390. Find us on Facebook.
The Lord brings the counsel of the nations to nothing. He makes the plans of the peoples of no effect. The counsel of the Lord stands forever, the plans of his heart to all generations. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, the people he has chosen as his own inheritance. Psalm 33, verses 10 through 12.
We the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America. Restore Health and Counseling salutes the men and women in uniform who've answered the call for our freedoms. Let's give them the hero's welcome they deserve as they have fought hard to restore peace. America's troops are our angels of protection, so stand up and salute them proudly. That's from Restore Health and Counseling at 4705 Paris Street, serving Northeast Denver with complete substance abuse counseling for adolescents to adult and for private as well as professional drug, alcohol screening and treatment and rehabilitation. Visit us at www.rhctherapy.com or call 303-373-1188.
Well, Dr. Stan, I guess this morning, Ben Gilmore, the book is on John Locke. Our telephone number, 877-254-7524, 877-254-7524. Remember, if you don't understand the history of America, you can't understand America. Ben, again, I want you to get your website out and how people can get in touch with you.
ACH Study Groups. That's, we never put words to ACH, but that you could use American Christian History. ACH Study Groups, that's plural, .com. And you could also phone 916-722-2501. You can email by going to the website and coming in through the website. And also, you can get in touch with Nordskog Publishing for John Locke, Philosopher of American Liberty by Mary Elaine Swanson. Their phone number is 805-642-2070.
One more time. Always give the telephone numbers twice.
Okay. My phone number, 916-722-2501. 916-722-2501. Nordskog Publishing for the book, 805-642-2070. That's 805-642-2070.
Well, now, Ben, when you put on these conferences, don't you make arrangements for people to be able to live with people in their homes so they don't have the added expense of having to have a place to live and sleep?
That's correct. One of the principles that is often overlooked in biblical principles of government is hospitality. And so we arrange for hospitality gratis for the 4 days during our seminar. And oftentimes, I think the Lord uses the seminar for the excuse, and the real ministry takes place over the kitchen table at midnight in the homes.
And it's a wonderful session. I'm sure I've gone to four or five of them, yearly conferences through the years. When Ben was living closer here, he used to be over in Gilmore, so it was a fairly short drive for me to get over there on a regular basis. But it's really a great experience, 12 hours a day, 4 days, to learn our Constitution, our Declaration of Independence, and what America is all about. And hundreds of people, if not thousands, have taken the course in the last 30 years and benefited from it. So if you're interested, get hold of Ben. You'll find it's a great experience. I say sorry we didn't get him on earlier to announce this conference. Well, basically,
perhaps they'd be interested in the online course. They can get information at the website.
Okay. Now, why is John Locke? What can you tell us about John Locke and his teachings?
Let's give an example. He talked about the fact that reason was a gift that God gave to human beings, and that we could find God's will by observation and reason. He said you could observe what God had done, and you could reason through about what God had done, and you could find God's will. I like to illustrate observation and reason with the old cliche, even a dumb dog won't kiss a hot stove twice. Observation and reason. And Locke built a whole philosophy of God's will by studying what God was doing and had done. And that was the laws of nature. And then we called it natural law. And then you had revealed law, which Locke says is found only in the Holy Scriptures. Revealed law was a lot more harder to misunderstand to get wrong. Revealed law was a lot harder to misunderstand than natural law. Natural law at one time said the earth was flat because we were misinterpreting the data. But they'll both come from the same source. They both come from God, so they'll never be in conflict. And Locke made the point very clearly that if you didn't want to believe the Bible, you had a hard time denying what you found around you. There has to be a first cause, and you can discover that that first cause is concern for human beings because it provided everything we needed. You can discover that first cause is very powerful, very present, all of those things. And you have to deny what you know is true in order to turn your back on that first cause. And it was an interesting point that you mentioned Montesquieu of him a little bit ago. Montesquieu had an interesting quote. He said, "They who assert that a blind fatality produced the various effects we behold in this world talk very absurdly." Montesquieu said, if they believe in evolution, they're talking very absurdly. He continued, "For can anything be more unreasonable than to pretend that a blind fatality could be productive of intelligent beings?" It's difficult to understand how people can deny the existence of God. And once they accept the existence of God, it's difficult to understand how they can think that he can't influence all the problems we see around us.
Well, because, of course, nobody's ever explained to them, as simply laid out the thought that everything in the world is in perfect order, whether it be astronomy, or whether it would be biology, whether it would be chemistry or physics, or certainly or music or mathematics, or everything is in perfect order. Languages are organized and in perfect order. Everything in the world is in perfect order. And are we to believe that this all happened simply by accident? I mean, it's incredible to believe that. Scientists, with all their knowledge, can't build one cell. They may be able to put together a molecule, but they do that with intelligent design, using their mentality. The idea that it's simply evolved is takes a lot more faith than anything I have. Go right ahead, Ben.
Amen. It's important then to recognize that truth will always find its way to the surface. Those that are denying God and are rebelling against God are really trying to make themselves into a God. You've only got two choices. Either you're going to submit to the Lord that loved you and made you, or you're going to submit to a human being. That's going to be either yourself or somebody else. Submit to somebody else, that's slavery.
My number is 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
The United States Constitution is a joke to politicians in Washington, D.C. Visit America527.org to help defend America from her enemies, foreign and domestic. We believe in the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, and the Declaration of Independence. We believe in liberty. We believe that only patriots can keep liberty alive. Work with America527.org to save liberty in America. Visit America527.org today.
And of his fullness we have all received, and grace for grace. For the law was given through Moses, but grace and truth came through Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Christ. No one has seen God at any time. The only begotten Son, who is in the bosom of the Father, he has declared him. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 16.
If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival.
Well, our telephone number is 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. And a lot of people think of studying the history of our Declaration and the philosophy that actually stimulated the Declaration of Independence, the Constitution, is outmoded and sort of boring. It really isn't. When you understand that freedom is a very, very fragile quality, a very fragile thing, and what's lost will never be regained. And you have to understand the philosophy of the men who inspired our Declaration of Independence, and so much of the wording from the Declaration that was written by Thomas Jefferson came from John Locke, who said that John Locke was one of the three greatest minds of all time. I suppose the other two would have been Aristotle and Plato. But of course, Locke was different because he believed in the God of the Bible. And of course, Plato and Aristotle were disciples of the other God. But be that as it may, John Locke's Christian foundation has been intentionally undermined by those people who would install a dictatorship in America, specifically those who are behind the neoconservative movement, which, of course, was behind everything going on in the world today, including America's military aggression throughout the world. We have over 50,000 occupation troops in Germany, 38,000 occupation troops in Japan, 25,000 occupation troops in South Korea. We have 9,000 occupation troops in England and 9,000 occupation troops in Italy. Why do we have our troops occupying all of those countries today, over 65 years after World War II ended? And nobody ever wants to ask those questions anymore than they want to understand why we're seeing the moral and strategic breakdown of the structure of our society, and why there's cameras on every corner. Everybody has a number. Everybody has a card. They listen to all of our telephone calls through Project Echelon. We are moving to the dictatorship. But does anybody really care? Well, Ben Gilmore does. Ben, tell us more about John Locke and why his philosophy is so important and why this book is so important.
Well, the book is a documentation on the man. The man was part of a movement. If you look back at the roots, you had the Bible translated into the common language, into English, the Tyndale Bible in 1526, and then Bibles came after that, 1539, 1559, 1611 for King James. All of those translations were being produced, and the reason what happened, the man on the street wanted to learn to read so he could read God's Word. So there was an explosion in public literacy. And as that explosion in public literacy occurred, it was for the purpose of reading God's Word. That impacted society in a big way. You had the Industrial Revolution largely as a result of that. You had concepts of is God the king or is the king God? And the net result is that you had the Mayflower Compact, the English Petition of Rights, the Fundamental Orders of Connecticut, Massachusetts Body Order of Liberties. All of those things followed on after the Bible in English, and the net result of that, you had Locke, Montesquieu, Whitfield, Blackstone, James Otis, Ben Franklin, Jonathan Mayhew, all the way down to Thomas Jefferson. All of these men were influenced by the things that they saw taking place. All of that was an influence, was caused by the influence of the Bible being translated into the common man's language. Wow.
And that's what people really don't want. The ideas of freedom came from God. That's why they had to do away with God in America, why they've changed both the music and the message of the Christian church in America today. And people don't want to acknowledge that. They don't want to acknowledge that we've taken any fear of God out of the scriptures. The very nature of God has been transformed by our ministers, at least some of our ministers, who have far more fear of government than they have of God. Our telephone number, 1-877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. An exciting book, and I think we'll probably want to carry it. And, of course, it's John Locke going into the background of this man who inspired the men who wrote the Declaration, or signed the Declaration of Independence, and wrote our Constitution. So, Ben, basically, how many people do you think you'll have at the seminar this year?
We always plan for about 100 people, and every year we're a little bit disappointed, but usually it's about half adults and half teens, and there are 50 to 60 people there.
Well, it is truly an exciting experience, and if you're out there in the listening audience and you have in a position you could possibly get away, it's well worthwhile spending the time learning about America, about our heritage, because it is under attack today. And of course, this is in Sacramento, California, and it's always an inspiring time. So basically, the whole background of these men, the philosophies that made America and made it unique and different than any other country in the world. But remember, God will not bless a nation that has turned their back on him. And basically, America has turned its back on God. Ben, a parting thought before we let you go.
I would like to say a word about the online course. We use Skype as a virtual classroom. We meet on Mondays and Wednesdays, and we teach the class twice on each day. So if you miss one, you can get the other. Go to the website, achstudygroups.com.
God bless you, Ben. Thanks so much. Talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Beloved, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits, whether they are of God, because many false prophets have gone into the world. By this you will know the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses that Yeshua, Jesus, has come in the flesh is of God, and every spirit that does not confess that Yeshua, Jesus, has come in the flesh is not of God. And this is the spirit of Antichrist, which you have already heard was coming and is now already in the world. 1 John 4:1.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network. The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath. CINN stations in all salutes our troops. Whether you're for the war or against it, they're still there. These men and women deserve more than our support. They deserve the comfort of home. Send a military care package today. Just type military care package into a search engine, point and click. Let's show our troops we care. This message from CINN stations in Ault, wishing Godspeed to our fighting men and women and thanking them for their triumphs and their sacrifices.
Well, Dr. Ann, it's the time when I have to remind our listeners that my ministry, Radio Liberty, primarily listener-supported. If you're in a position to help us, we'd love to hear from you. You can join the Radio Liberty family by subscribing to our newsletter, by joining the Tape of the Month or CD of the Month Club, and getting our four best CDs or four best tapes. And then, of course, if you have an advertisement you'd like to place on one of our programs or certainly through our network, why, it can work to your advantage and certainly can work to ours. And certainly it's important that we continue to finance our network with almost 70 outlets every week so that people somewhere in America can have full knowledge of what's going on. And through the miracle of the Internet or the telephone, you can get our programs on telephone 24 hours a day if you have unlimited minutes. If you have an iPhone, an iPad, of course, all of these, you can get our programs on a regular basis and listen to them 24 hours a day and shortwave and satellite. So many means of getting the program, but they're all expensive. So if you can help us shoulder the burden and so we don't have to keep putting our own money in, why, we'll appreciate it. Well, we are able to maintain this. We have for a number of years. And it's vitally important because we know that in the areas where Radio Liberty is heard, why, attitudes change. Here in the county where I live, we have twice as many votes for Ron Paul as any other county in California, almost twice as many in my county than the rest of them, simply because of the message we put out on our own station and on the major radio station in this area, the AM station. And so basically, of course, if you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, you need to get it. If you haven't seen our talk on population control, the covert agenda, and realize it's not simply by abortion and contraception and sterilization and euthanasia. They're limiting the population. They're poisoning our people. They're poisoning our fertility. They're poisoning our water. They're poisoning our air. They're poisoning the food, and few people care. But they have to care because they have to understand what's going on, and that's why my talk on population control, the covert agenda, is so important. We have another new talk on the case for a satanic conspiracy. We have actually the talk certainly on the dangerous deception, my interview with Norman Dodd. We have my interview with Professor Sutton, the best enemies money could go. Going into the background, how we finance communism, deception, we finance the Nazis all during the Second World War. We finance the North Vietnamese during the Vietnam War. And we're financing Al-Qaeda and the Taliban today through the CIA, and that's through the ISI, Pakistani Intelligence. And all you need to do is go up on the Internet and type in Al-Qaeda finance ISI, and after you found out the ISI is funding the Al-Qaeda, then you type in CIA funds ISI, you'll find out our government is funding the people who are killing our boys. But we did that in Vietnam. That's why this interview, the best enemies money could buy, is so important. Nothing in this appears to be. My number 1-800-544-8937. 1-800-544-97. Until Monday, we'll be back with the guest. Hey, the
And the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, Speak to the children of Israel, and say to them, The feasts of the Lord, which you shall proclaim to be holy convocations, these are my feasts. 6 days shall work be done, but the seventh day is a Sabbath of solemn rest, a holy convocation. You shall do no work on it. It is the Sabbath of the Lord in all your dwellings. Leviticus chapter 23, verse 1 through 3.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare,